New Orleans is set to become the country's first major city with an all-charter school system after the school board moved in late December to give control of McDonough 35 Senior High to the local charter group Inspire NOLA, along with the closure of two other schools directly controlled by the school board at the end of the academic year. This will mark a controversial milestone in one of the country's biggest experiments in education, an all-charter district. We're going to get two different opinions. First, Gertrude Ivory, president of McDonough 35's alumni group, and Yvette Alexis, the group's vice president. Yvette, Gertrude, welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And first, let's do a definition for people who kind of have a fuzzy awareness of charter schools. They started in the 1990s. These are independently operated public schools. They can be started by parents or teachers or organizations, for-profit company. They do get tax dollars. They can come up with private funding. They don't charge tuition. They're not like a private school. They must have open enrollment policies. They have to participate in state testing and all of that. You were among the dozens of people who attended that school board meeting in December to speak out against making McDonough 35 a charter. Gertrude, start with you. Why?
For one thing, McDonough 35 is the oldest high school in New Orleans for African-American students. We thought that the school system should steward the success of that high school and not give it away to a charter management organization. There is no proof that this charter system is working. In fact, most of the schools are not doing well.
And that's what many others say. However, proponents say there have been good results. An analysis from the Education Research Alliance for New Orleans, that's led by a Tulane University economics professor, Doug Harris, they find that test scores, high school graduation rates, college outcomes all improved for students who attend in school in New Orleans post-Katrina, which is when much of this, you know, when the school system was turned over to a charter system. Things seem to be doing better.
Well, that's their research, but it's research based on their opinion. Because we have to take into certain matters. We have to look at the fact that we're dealing with a much smaller number of students than we had pre-Katrina. Mm-hmm. And because things like the benefits of the teachers, the retirement system of the teachers, and the number of experienced teachers with higher salaries decreased, there was additional money available per student. Mm-hmm. So these results could have happened in spite of a charter management group.
Yeah, even if the management group hadn't come in. Look, to remind people, the state of Louisiana took over the school system in 2005 after Katrina, closing almost every school. They brought in these private operators, charter schools, to run things with oversight from a locally elected school board. Yvette, your thoughts, because, look, we're hearing from Gertrude the concern that, you know, the school, McDonough 35, won't be shepherded. But it did have a D rating. It was not doing well. Isn't it worth trying what the rest of the city is trying?
Well, it wasn't doing well because the school board and the structure that was in place wasn't supporting the school. You can take a great school and not do anything with it, not put any resources into it, and there's a good chance that the school will not do well. And that's what happened. We just had a lot of turnover, a lot of resources that were earmarked for the school were not provided to the school and the students. So it didn't just happen.
You've said resources were pulled, vacancies weren't filled. It wasn't cared for.
That's right. Correct.
Right. Well, again, if the school system isn't doing that, you know, maybe a charter will.
And that's a maybe.
Yeah. We are going to help the charter organization make McDonough 35 be successful. You know, there's no doubt about that. However, the school system relinquished its responsibility and did not do what it needed to do to support McDonough 35 High School. They should not be let off the hook.
What does it boil down to you? It sounds like it boils down to you want it to be a closed circle. Taxpayer money, people who are either elected or have jobs that you know and they come from the community and they have children in the system. You don't want this to be somebody from outside of the town, somebody who may be looking at the bottom line, able to bring in private dollars and may not care as much about closing a school. That seems to be your biggest concern.
You've gotten a lot of the marks, and that sense of community is really important. I think New Orleans is unique. When you ask someone who's a native where they go to school, they're not going to answer their college. Here, it means your high school. It's a big deal, and I know it's strange, but that's just common whether you went to Catholic or private school here in New Orleans. And we've watched a lot of that history be thrown aside.
That's Yvette Alexis. She is vice president of the McDonough 35 Alumni Association, along with Gertrude Ivory, president of the group. Gertrude, Yvette, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Well, let's get another perspective now from Jamar McNeely. He's CEO and co-founder of Inspire NOLA, the charter school group awarded the opportunity to run the new charter at McDonough 35. Jamar, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And let's get right in, address some of the concerns that we're just hearing and have heard from other parents and teachers, that you are outsourcing their kids' education and that you have no incentive to stay your company if things don't go well. Address those concerns.
Well, I think it's totally false in that scenario. One thing about my organization, and we don't see ourselves as a company. We see ourselves as an organization that's educating the students in New Orleans because we are a nonprofit. I am a citizen of New Orleans. I'm one who actually was an educator before Katrina and actually returned to rebuild our city after Katrina to make sure our students had quality schools that they can actually go to. So for me, I have a vested interest, just like my staff, to make sure all students of New Orleans get a quality education so they can be positive citizens in our city. It's unfortunate that when you look at our high schools, we have less than 38% of our high schools with an AB letter grade, that we currently, as an organization, have two of the highest performing high schools that are open admission. We felt like we had to be involved in this historical high school, but not only just be involved in a historical high school, make sure more students in New Orleans had the opportunity to go to a quality high school, most importantly.
Gertrude Ivory and Yvette Alexis, again of the McDonough 35 Alumni Association, say it isn't your charter system that we can thank for the higher test scores and graduation rates since the school system went over to charters. It's the fact that so many students left, and finally there was a big jump in per student spending. They don't give the charter the credit.
Well, even before Katrina, we had some schools that were actually performing with the per pupil that was actually allocated. That allocation has not increased significantly over these last past years. I do believe that we did bring in some great strategies and techniques to make sure our students had the opportunity to learn. I'm not here to speak for the entire system. I am here to speak for Inspire NOLA. And I can tell you that Inspire NOLA, I think, has made significant change. Even in the turnaround schools that we're doing, we're actually taking ELF schools and making those ELF schools be on the top tier in our schools in New Orleans based on the strategies and the techniques that we bring in for our students.
Well, the concern of the outsourcing, you know, the point of people who are against the charter schools is let the local taxpayer dollars pay for it. It sort of anchors it more to the community. People have more skin in the game. People feel like it's their investment in their schools. Where does your funding come from?
Well, our funding comes from the state, local taxes as well as we do get some philanthropy in based on our fundraising efforts to impact our students. We are an organization that try to spend every dollar as possible to impact our students in our schools. There's nothing outside that we're actually doing to have any type of negative connotation towards the work that we're doing for our students. But the majority of our funding come from federal, state taxes, as well as local taxes, as well as philanthropy.
You say majority. So what's the split, local taxes and philanthropy and outside the state philanthropy?
I'm not sure right now if I had to do a percentage-wise on exactly what that split would be, dollar for dollar, but that's majority where our funding is coming from.
Well, you know why that's important to people? Because let's just talk about the elephant in the room. There is a whiff around charter schools of a notion of sort of a white patriarchal takeover of black inner city schools. And in this case, an inner city school that was the first public high school for black children in Louisiana, founded in 1917. So there's a fear of losing that care of the specialness of this school. It sounds to me like you would have that same feeling towards that school. You've already said you're not an outsider. And you're not white.
You got me there on both cases. I'm not an outsider and I'm not white. Two points that you're raising that I definitely want to address. The first one, dealing with McDonough 35. We're lucky to be an African-American organization that's taken over the school, that's working with the Alumni Association to make sure that we sustain every legacy proponent of the school. So we're talking to them now to make sure anything that's important, anything that is historical with McDonald 35 that we're sustaining that legacy for McDonald 35. Secondly, when you look at the national landscape, that is actually fact what you're saying about too often we have too few leaders of color given the opportunity to actually run charters in historically African-American communities. I think that's something society and as a whole we have to look and address. Mm-hmm. It's also important that we do look at the locals who have the bandwidth and the talent and the skills to start schools to give them the opportunities as well before we bring in outside organizations. It's important that we have organizations within the community who also understand the fabric of the community and willing to work with the community.
Jamar McNeely, CEO and co-founder of the Charter School Group, Inspire NOLA, New Orleans. Jamar, thank you.
Thank you.